Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Earlier today, I had the opportunity to have a conversation with Dr. Roger Marshall. He was getting ready to fly back to Washington, D.C., but we sat down, had a pretty good conversation. We will go ahead and play that for you now.
Marshall, thank you again for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, as always.
Yeah, John, great to be with you. A beautiful sunny day in Kansas. I got to go fishing with my dad. Wichita State had a baseball game today, so spring is almost here.
Well, and it was a pleasure to see you in Goodland yesterday. Big crowd out in, it's just mountain time, but it was a great crowd out in Goodland. Nice to see you.
Yeah, it was. We did a big Northwest Kansas swing. My staff said we passed through five different time zones in 2 days, trying to hit six or seven counties up there. But it was good to see everybody. Had a decent amount of moisture this last year and this winter, so the wheat crop looks like it's doing pretty good.
Doc, one of the things that came up yesterday quite a bit at the state convention was the president and Doge. There are some in the media that are upset with the president and what Elon Musk is doing, but the president still enjoys widespread approval, and frankly, yeah, he's doing exactly what the 77 million Americans who voted for him want him to do, right?
Yeah, I think that is it. And it is interesting to me. I think President Trump's approval rating is around 53%. But if you dial down on the different issues that he's attacking, it's more like 70% approval. So whether it's securing the border, setting American energy free, a quick end to the war in Ukraine, or saving money by Doge, about 65-75% of people support each one of those. And it's been, I tell you what, it's just been shock and awe up in D.C. We're not going to be talking about 100 days of President Trump. We were talking about the first 100 hours. We're in there about, 5 weeks? We're setting record rates of getting his nominees approved. So as he sets these executive orders, we need those secretaries, the heads of the agencies in there to implement his executive orders. And I think Americans are feeling the success already, and I'm excited to be part of it.
Well, and, Senator, Americans elected the president knowing full well and expecting him to do exactly what he was going to do, in particular looking for waste, fraud, and abuse at the federal level, even in areas like, for example, the Department of Veterans Affairs. And I know you and Senator Moran are keenly focused on veterans. Your son is currently serving in the military, as I think, and even Doge, if it were to find areas to cut at the VA, for example, wouldn't that money then turn around and be spent on health care and benefits for veterans? It's not like they're going to turn around and go on a cruise or something. That money would just be spent more efficiently, right?
Well, certainly taking care of veterans is a huge priority for President Trump. You mentioned Senator Moran, my senior senator, who's in charge of the VA committee as well. But you're absolutely right. And first of all, this is so important to me. I served, my son is serving, my dad served, my brother served, and multiple generations. So this is a very important issue to me. And I think it's interesting to take a look at the last 8 or 10 or 12 years that prior to President Trump, the VA satisfaction rate had dipped down in the 50s. Under President Trump 1.0, that satisfaction rate went up in the high 80s. And within a year or two, it drops back down in the low 50s under Joe Biden again. We have waiting lists now of over 29 days for our veterans to get in to see a doctor, and that's unacceptable. I think one of the big challenges we have is in Washington, D.C., only 6% of the federal employees are actually in the office working, and that's true for the Veterans Affairs as well. So when we try to onboard a million people from this, what's called the PACT Act, which is new legislation, Senator Moran, again, I'll give him all the credit, the PACT Act, $200 or $300 billion of funding for our soldiers that were exposed to the burned pits in the Middle East, onboarding them into the VA system. And that they just done a, they've not done a very good job onboarding those people. The VA system's overwhelmed right now. So we need everybody rowing the boat in the right direction right now. If you're working from home, if you don't want to work, then get out. And let's hire the right people to make sure our veterans get the care that they were promised and the care that they deserve.
Yeah, another area that the president, again, promises made, promises delivered, is the number of illegals crossing the southern border. Just in President Trump's first month in office, that number has plunged to a level not seen in at least 25 years last month. I mean, what a difference an administration makes.
Yeah, you know, it's all about the will. It's the want to. People used to ask me, why can't Joe Biden figure out how to stop all these illegal aliens coming across the border? Many times there was 10,000 in a day crossing the border illegally. And I said, because he doesn't want to. He wanted those people to come across the border. And just the will of the president and reinstituting his policies and mostly telling people that if you come here illegally, we're going to put you on a boat back the other direction has scared them all off. And I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but it's got to be down to down 75% or so. I would guess it's very manageable. What's really manageable is the number of gotaways going that we're actually keeping from getting away, if you will. You know, under Joe Biden, 2 million people gotaways. We saw them crossing the border, never did any type of assessment of them, never got them ID'd or whatever. So that number slowing down. And I know they're working night and day deporting the criminal aliens as well. And I'm telling you what, I think it's more like 75-80% of Americans support this policy.
Yeah, I think you're right. We're talking with United States Senator Roger Marshall. And Doc, I know you've got to run to get a plane here in a few, so I appreciate you taking the time to talk with us. I mentioned it was nice to see you yesterday in Goodland. You were very busy yesterday. I know in addition to the stop in Goodland, some of my audience probably has seen the coverage of your town hall yesterday. The meeting was held at the Logan County Hospital in Oakley. Videos show that the event was, shall we say, contentious. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, John, you know, to me, this is just another day in my life. I think the media is making a much bigger deal about it than I thought about it. I didn't think twice about it. I've probably done 20 or 30 town halls during Trump 1.0, just as contentious. I think the sad thing about this situation is that here I was in rural America, Oakley, Kansas. A population in the whole county there is not 3,000 people, and everyone there is connected to agriculture. So the issues that they want to talk about are rural America and agriculture, and the farmers there, the ranchers, some really hard times economically, record drop in net farm income under Joe Biden as well. That's what they wanted to talk about, but unfortunately they were shouted down just by some embarrassing group of people. So it was sad to see that, but I'll try to come back another day and sit down with my farmers and ranchers and have a cup of coffee with them.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm actually glad you mentioned that because, you know, I watched the video of it, and as you know, I served in the legislature, and it's sad because, like, for example, I didn't hear anybody get to talk about rural water, and that's a major issue for the folks out in that part of the state, and instead they're asking questions about, you know, Trump and Doge, and that may be important, but if you can't feed your cattle and you can't water your land, That really is what probably matters to those folks. So I frankly would have left a lot earlier than you did. So, Doc, let me ask you about another meeting that occurred over the weekend, and that was in the Oval Office, a meeting between President Trump and Vice President Vance and President Zelensky. And I mean, I'm not on the national stage, but it seems to me if you come to see the head of state with your hat in hand, you wear a suit, you say thank you, and maybe you show some humility. But that's just me.
Yeah, and you know, I want to kind of frame this discussion because people kind of jump off in some silos. But again, I think what I'm seeing, 70-80% of Americans want this war to end quickly, sooner than later. They want to get towards a peace agreement. My heart goes out to the people of Ukraine. They've been fighting with Russia now probably 1,500 years. It's a never-ending war in so many ways, and they fought so bravely. I want to point out that we have at least 1 million casualties between the two of them. Maybe 1 million people have died, and none of us want that either as well. And finally, I want to just make it real clear that Vladimir Putin is a war criminal. He's a murderer. He's a thug. He should be taken to the court in Hague and have a trial. But all that being said, I think if we just continue to throw money at this, if we keep giving Ukraine more and more money and more weapons, this war is just prolonged, and it truly never ends. And that's to Putin's advantage. He can outlast anybody when he's on his home court there. So I think that I would just encourage Mr. Zelensky to go home and think about this and maybe come back to President Trump and say maybe that mineral idea is a good idea. I think it's a brilliant idea by President Trump to create this economic corridor there, kind of like ending the way President Eisenhower was able to end the Korean conflict as well, by kind of setting up this detente there area. And once we have American investments in there, then we're going to have more of an obligation to protect it. So now I'm starting to worry, does Zelensky have some type of a previous arrangement made with those mineral rights, or why is he so hesitant to do this?
Yeah, and it does make sense. If we had a fiscal, you know, financial investment there, then we would, by default, want to defend our interests without necessarily having to just commit ourselves to troops indefinitely, which is, I don't think any American wants to do that. Doc, I know I've got to let you run at some point. You know, the House passed the big, beautiful bill, the budget reconciliation process. How do you think that's going to fare now that it's heading over to the Senate?
Yeah, well, I want to applaud them. When you have a 2 or 3 seat majority, it is next to impossible to get something done over there. So compliments to my good friend, Speaker Mike Johnson, and another good friend, the chairman of the Budget Committee, Jody Arrington. We all came into Congress together and kind of grown up together there over these last 8 years. So congratulations to them. We also passed a budget reconciliation bill. They're a little bit different. I think they'll go to conference. And we'll try to iron out and get the best of all worlds here. We need to secure the border. We need to set American energy free. Those types of things need to happen. I think that we can go after more cuts in government spending than either one of them have right now. And we may have to come back and take a second bite of the apple and do another reconciliation bill. But I'm hopeful we'll get this one across the finish line, maybe some more money for our military like we have in ours as well. So we'll keep trudging forward here and see if we can help fulfill some of President Trump's goals. Again, funding an Air Force to help him secure the border. We're going to run out of money very soon if we don't get President Trump some more money to secure the border as well as for our military. So hopefully we'll find a way to get this across the finish line.
We were both out in western Kansas yesterday. Those folks are anxious about the farm bill. Where do we stand on that?
Yeah, I think with Republican control of the Senate now, we will put farm back in the farm bill. My friends across the aisle refuse to adequately fund crop insurance. Crop insurance is the backbone of every farm bill. Remind your listeners that only 5% of a farm bill goes to the farmers. About 80-85% of our food programs, we've tripled funding for our nutrition program since the last farm bill. We went from $60 to $180 billion for nutrition programs, and I'm very happy we live in such a wealthy country that we can give so much free food. And I want to make sure everyone has food. No one goes to bed hungry. But when it comes to a farm bill, we need to protect crop insurance. We need to make sure the conservation programs are flexible enough that farmers in western Kansas can use it as well and protect our reference prices. And that's kind of inside baseball. But I think we'll get it across the finish line. And hopefully we can, with new leadership there in the Senate on our side and their side, we'll get it across the finish line sometime this year.
Doc, if I know I've got to let you run. If folks want to connect with you, obviously they can find you on X at Roger Marshall MD. If they want to, what's the best way to reach out to you?
You know, really, people should go to our website, marshall.senate.gov. And I especially wanted to mention this to your veterans. A huge priority for us is our veterans. If you're a veteran and you're having problems getting in to see a doctor, if you're having problems getting medicines, if you're having problems getting your benefits, go on to marshall.senate.gov and email us. Tyler Mason has worked for me since day one. He came through us through the Warrior Program and does just an incredible job of helping our veterans go through the paperwork hassle as well. So marshall.senate.gov, you can email us there.
Senator, I appreciate you as always.
John, great to be with you as well, and just God bless this great country. I'm so proud to be part of it.
Thank you, my friend. Stay in touch and travel safely.
Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.